talking quite a bit about safety on the programme this morning. I want to move to the countryside and speak to Malcolm Downey, who's a principal inspector with the HSENI, the Health and Safety Executive in Northern Ireland, highlighting dangers of children out and about on the farms. Malcolm, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Malcolm, you know, a farm is very much a family venture and children grow up on farms. I spent a significant amount of my childhood on one myself. I was involved in incidents on farms that, looking back on them, were incidents that would come under the umbrella of danger. And I have marks to prove it. A farm can be a hazardous place. It's also a brilliant place to live. And needless to say, in this day and age, there's a ever-growing responsibility for, I suppose, parents and farm owners to be aware of dangers.
Yes, Frank, there's certainly farms are marvellous places to grow up, and young people growing up on farms do get opportunities that other people, other children don't get. And certainly the involvement with livestock and all those aspects of the country life that are very, very positive. But there's also the negative side in relation to particularly with machinery. This machinery now is getting so big, so powerful and so tall that it's very difficult to see children. We've had in the past terrible tragedies, particularly where children have fallen out of tractors when they've been carried along. And the difficulty is that the driver is concentrating on the work. The child standing maybe in the cab and something goes wrong, the door opens and the child falls out and the tragedy occurs. And we're trying to advise farmers, please, please don't carry children on tractors. They're not designed as a car for transport. They're for a work purpose only.
So that's a basic instruction to farmers, or is that the law? Where is it with regards to the law? Is a child allowed to be a passenger in a tractor where the child is standing in the cab?
No. The law states that no child under the age of 13 may legally be carried in a tractor during an agricultural operation or going to or from an agricultural operation. So that's the law. And people say to us, well, there's a seat in the tractor cab, you know, that the child could sit on that or a passenger can sit in that. But that seat is designed by the manufacturers as a seat for somebody being instructed, maybe a young person. When I say a young person, some maybe 18, 19 or 16, learning to drive, and they're in that seat learning from a driver. That's what that seat's for. It's not meant as a passenger seat normally, and the reason for that is that the tractor is not tested. Well, the tractor's tested and when it overturns by the manufacturer, but it's only tested with a person or it's actually a proper dummy in the main seat. The danger about sitting in that passenger seat is that the tractor overturned, that the person in that may get hit by maybe a panel or an upright inside the cab. And that's why the seat in the cab, the spare extra seat, is purely for instruction purposes only.
And are we aware of any farmers ever been fined for carrying youngsters in the tractors? Because we see it all the time.
There have been a small number of farmers fined. If we do observe somebody, we will speak to them and warn them of the dangers and make sure that and tell them that they mustn't continue and give them a warning. And we are aware that on the public road that the police would have powers there, and I am aware of police having taken enforcement action as well, and there have been a small number of prosecutions where there have been repeated offences. But usually people, when you talk to them and explain the reasons, will take that on board.
The Health and Safety Executive of Northern Ireland can, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you can go onto a building site and you could stop work if people weren't wearing hard hats, high vis, if they hadn't the proper scaffolding up. You could impose yourself on the building firm. Can you go onto a farm and impose yourself?
Yes, exactly the same way we do those visits to farms. We're routinely, on a daily basis, we're out on farms visiting to inspect the farm visiting the farm to try and help the farmer manage health and safety, point out maybe things that are wrong to protect the farmer and people working on the farm and children and others who are on the farm. For example, just a simple one would be things like maybe equipment that's propped up against a wall and could fall down on top of a child or even an adult. And we've had a number of, again, serious accidents or more serious tragedies where things have even fallen down people. So we do go out to farms on a regular basis, and we normally have staff going out on we've got a number of staff actually out today, some out on farms. In fact, some are out in primary schools delivering our child safety program at the moment. And over these May and particularly June, we're visiting roughly 90 rural primary schools to go out to speak to all the children in the schools about the importance of farm safety, about enjoying themselves, but keeping them safe as well.
Yeah, just to be, so as I'm clear on this, because maybe my understanding of it is incorrect, can you go on to a building site and stop the business? Can you go on and halt the operation because rules are being broken?
We might be able to stop maybe part of an operation. For example, if there was a house being built and maybe the roof was being put on and there was maybe no scaffolding or scaffolding around the building was very poor condition, we would be able to say, look, you're going to have to stop. And we would usually serve a legal notice to say, stop that work until you get the scaffolding put right or put in place.
But so I'm right on that. Can you do that, however, on a farm? Do you have the legal right to do that on a farm?
We can't.
So
we do. For example, if a farmer was, maybe spreading slurry, as a fairly common example, and the guard on the drive shaft between the tractor and the tanker was damaged or missing, in that case, we'd say to the farmer, look, that's exceptionally dangerous. You're going to have to stop until it's put right. And we could, in that case, serve a legal notice to say stop until it's put right. When the farmer's got it put right and the guard replaced or the shaft replaced, then they can start again.
Do you call unannounced?
Exactly the same on a farm as a building site. We visit both. Some we would arrange in advance and some will just literally be driving down a road and stop and maybe call at every farm on a road. And where a farmer is available, we would then go round with the farmer and do an inspection at that time.
Well, it seems like a good service because we all want to be safe, whether we're on building sites, out at play or on the roads or the farms. So it's just a heads up to the farmers to ensure that they keep the environment as safe as possible. Malcolm, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank, for your time.
That's Malcolm Downey. He's a principal inspector with the Health and Safety Executive, NI. Quite a bit about safety on the programme this morning, summer safety and all of that. We don't apologise because it's an important issue. If you have a story to tell us, 02890 333 105.